Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
Which started when a certain communications officer who shall remain nameless decided it would be a good idea to make waffles during a solar flare. A certain lazy, irresponsible, dim-witted, unhygienic... communications officer who shall remain nameless. Please report to assigned stations by 0900 hours.
Unhygienic?
You said be convincing.
God is in the details. Thank you, Hera. Where's Lovelace?
Already aboard her shuttle.
Then let's have the real briefing.
My pleasure. Officer Eiffel is on diversionary duty. Keep Captain Lovelace off-site and make sure she doesn't attempt to contact either one of us during the procedure.
I'll lead her on a merry chase.
Meanwhile, Commander Minkowski will go to engineering, where I'll walk her through the process of rewiring my sensory scanner.
And we're going to need at least 3 hours, Eiffel.
Oh, don't worry. It's still the SS Catastrophe, and I'll be playing the role of Igor for tonight's performance, so it should be a long and torturous affair. Who knows when I'll trip over some cables or accidentally blow a fuse?
Oh, God. Don't overdo it. We want her distracted, not murderously enraged.
One strictly mediocre mechanical assistant coming right up. Hera, anything else for Team Desperate to keep in mind?
What else do you need? A weather report?
Actually, Commander, my sensors are picking up some strange readings from...
It's paranoid with a chance of explosion, okay, Eiffel? So do what you do best. Keep your superior officer from accomplishing absolutely anything.
Aye, aye, sir.
Okay. Let's go. You mean all of Western pop culture?
No, the pirate thing. It's like, good job, Hera. Thank you for the update. I'm definitely going to kill you in the morning. I just don't think she understands what she's doing.
I know. It's tougher on you than on any of us, Hera. But if we're gonna beat her, we have to stay calm.
I know. It just gets to me sometimes. What do you think our chances are?
Even if this plan wasn't a Doug Eiffel original, it's still a long shot.
One of those did wonders again.
This isn't Hilbert. This... We don't know what she's capable of. Except that it's already more than we gave her credit for.
So why are you doing this?
Because I've been wrong before, and I want to believe that I can be again. And I need to at least try something before I do what... Well, we have to try it. All right, I'm in position.
Okay, open up the main casing.
Hira? This looks a little... intense.
We're tricking a space sensory reconnaissance system into thinking it's being bombarded by non-existent asteroids. What were you expecting?
Not sure. There's just a lot in here. What does this...
No, touch that. No touching of the big red cable! Sorry, Commander. A lot of different systems feed into this hub, and I really, really need you to be careful here.
Maybe... this isn't the best idea. Maybe we should come back to this?
You mean tomorrow? When you'll be stuck babysitting Loveless and it'll be Eiffel trying to do this?
Right. Tell me what to do.
Ow!
You good?
Yeah. Were you perhaps thinking of lending me a hand with these, Officer Eiffel?
Sure, I was thinking about that. But then you said you were good, so I'm getting some mixed signals here.
Let me clarify. Help with these.
Of course, Captain. I'm just gonna take a moment to appraise the situation, to devise the best strategy with which to tackle this problem.
Hold this, strategy guy. Ow! God damn it!
See, you make it look so effortless, Captain. I couldn't possibly keep up with your mechanical...
Shut up. All right, that should do it. Stand by for the booster system test.
Standing by. Getting a lot of systems in the red, Captain, and warnings.
Yes, thank you, Officer. I still have ears. Shutting down.
Booster system shut down complete. What'd you like to try next?
Give me a second, Eiffel.
If you were thinking of giving up on this, now would be a good time.
What? We need the booster system online. Without it, we'll never be able to...
Not what I meant.
No. Out of the question.
Permission to speak freely, sir.
Speak. Carefully.
I get it. You've spent a lot of time on this ship. There's a lot riding on this thing working.
Our lives, for instance?
Yes, that, but there's a time to stick to your guns, and a time to wake up and smell the atomic dynamite.
It's starting to work. We're getting there.
Oh, yeah. Every night Hira tells me how impressed she is with our progress, right after she casually mentions how we almost set off the reactor core a half dozen times.
What does she know about—
A lot. I'll grant you her estimates can be on the buzzkill side, but I tend to pay attention when they involve everything and everyone exploding. Every time we try to get steering or navigation online, a different part of the ship falls apart. Unless you forget, we almost died 3 days ago. Chances are we run out of duct tape and or luck before we make it through our 12-step program. So, can we at least talk about this?
side.
Okay.
You're doing fine, Commander. Just please be careful and don't touch anything else.
Sorry. This is really not my area of expertise, Hera.
You're almost done. This last part is really simple.
You've said that a lot. None of this has been simple.
You're doing great. Reconnect the leader to the main console and then replace the image intake with the wire you just set aside.
Okay.
Just make sure you don't cross either one of them with the input feed for the light sensors.
Okay.
And don't, careful! Don't connect the processor until you've reset the pulse radar.
How could I forget?
Sensory system back online. Well done, Commander.
That's it?
It'll take a moment for the system to reconnect with my processors, but we should know if it worked momentarily.
If it worked?
Again, tricking a complicated sensory system. Think of it as tactical brain damage. I know where everything goes, but it's more, well-educated guess than exact science, huh?
Huh? Everything okay?
Yes? Sorry, I'm just getting a weird signal input and I'm not sure what it's, not sure what it's, not sure what it's, not sure what it's...
Hera? Are you there?
Warning. Warning. Lockdown mode initiated. Please stand clear.
Hera, what's going on? Damn it all! Yes, you did. Are you okay?
I think so. I feel kind of weird.
What was going on with the blast door slamming up and down?
I don't know, maybe... Oh.
Oh?
Oh dear. So, funny story. The patch seems to have, corrupted some of my code, and that's probably why the lockdown procedure initiated.
I'm guessing that's not good.
Remind me, is gangrene good? Give me a moment while I finish cycling through the interface and... Looks like I'm having some trouble accessing some of the Hephaestus systems.
Which ones?
Now, before I tell you, let's, take a moment to remember how important it is to stay calm.
Hera?
And relaxed. To just not lose...
Hera! What's not responding?
Oh, you know, this and that. The aspect ventilation, radiography detection, pressurization...
What?
And docking bay lighting. That's it. Everything else is coming through loud and clear.
Right. So, when Loveless comes back, everything will be normal. Except for some stuffy rooms, a spotty light bulb here and there, and the alarming deficit of air.
Do you think she'll notice?
You know, Hera, I have a feeling she will. Okay, how do we fix it?
I could go into a debugging cycle. That would get rid of it, but there's a 68% chance I'll lose all the adjustments we made in the changeover, so we'd...
Please don't say it.
Yep, have to do this all over again.
Okay. Okay. We'll think of something. I mean, Loveless is with Eiffel. We have time. Right?
Right.
So, thoughts?
I think we should get back to work.
Come on. I'm doing everything I can to get the mystery machine rolling. 5 minutes of your time?
Are you doing everything you can?
I have been in here day in and day out. I have poured, unfortunately, non-metaphorical amounts of blood, sweat, and tears into this engine. I've been...
What are the other two doing right now?
the commander and Hera are repairing a malfunction in the electrical system.
Wrong answer. Try again.
Listen, lady. I've got the cigarette-smoking man breathing down my neck, Comrade Honeydew using me as an easy bake oven for space-nish influenza, and Commander Queeg riding my back. And that was all before you appeared with a powerful urge to blow up my timeshare. What exactly do you think I have the energy to try? Well?
What are the other two doing?
I already told you. And I'm not going to repeat it if you keep asking like you think I'm an idiot.
Oh, I don't think you're an idiot, Officer Eiffel, but I know you're stalling. Both of you are. You have done everything you thought you could get away with to delay these repairs, presumably while you came up with a plan to permanently sabotage them.
That's completely...
I can only assume Minkowski isn't here because she's setting that plan in motion.
You're wrong.
Say it again.
You're wrong.
I'm not. But that's okay. You know why? Because you still have time, Officer Eiffel. I want you and the commander to come around. Because, rest assured, my way is the only way off the Hephaestus, and any attempt to stop it is just going to get more people hurt. You believe I can do that, right?
Yes.
Good. Don't make me.
We're not doing anything.
You're not going to catch me with my guard down. You're not going to trick me. This isn't a fight you're going to win. You're gonna need a bigger boat. Understood?
Yes. Sir.
Excellent. Now hand me the wrench and get back to work.
Hera? Thoughts?
I... maybe. But you try to stick it out long enough for me to archive the changes. But I can't promise that something won't happen to the station.
Hera, I'm not risking you or the Hephaestus.
I know. And it's okay, Commander. I think I figured out a way around.
Hera?
Damn it. Just slipped. Sorry, Commander. Also, ow.
Is this hurting you?
No. Well, it's not exactly pleasant, but it's not like... Oh.
What?
Oh, I'm really stupid. One of the main power lines for the station's central processors runs through the engineering section. If you interrupt the power flow, it should be enough to cause the station's operating system to crash.
How is that a good thing?
Because that would automatically make my system purge the bad code, but it wouldn't target the adjustments we've made. I'd reset to the last autosave, not the last hard save.
Would it hurt you?
It's a crash, Commander. They call it that for a reason.
You know what I mean. Is there a risk of permanent damage?
Yes, that's a risk. The recovery system should be able to restore any information that's lost during reboot, but it's a short window before I start to experience data loss.
How short a window?
You would have to get to the bridge really quickly after.
How quickly?
3 minutes, give or take.
No, forget it. That's far too dangerous.
Oh, yes. How silly of me. Let's just go with one of those safe, viable plans that we have lying around. Oh, wait.
You're spending too much time with Eiffel.
I know it's dangerous, Commander. I'm the one it's dangerous for. But do you have any other ideas?
No. Just, no. I hate to bring it up, Hera, but you've been wrong about these things before. What if you're wrong
I'm
now?
I'm not. Commander, I know my record on the station hasn't been perfect, but this will work. I know I can get these systems running properly, and I know you won't let anything happen to me.
God damn it. All right, tell me what to do.
You remember the big red cable?
The one I'm not supposed to touch?
That's our guy.
Okay, so what?
You just pull it out. Wait 10 seconds and then put it back.
And that's it?
No. Then you haul ass to the bridge and get me running again.
Right. Okay. 3 minutes.
180 seconds.
Here we go. Ready?
Ready.
Come on. Stay with me. Just there. Hira? Oh, good. Roger, shuttle. This is the Hephaestus.
Commander, we're about done here, transitioning back to the station.
Affirmative. We'll start the pressure exchange from our end.
Thank you. Also, we're having some trouble with the booster system. Could you have Hira do a reading of our fuel's energy input rate?
Yes. That would be...
43 gigajoules per gallon, Captain.
Right. Thank you, Hephaestus. Shuttle out.
Hira? Is that you? Are you okay?
Who is this Hira you speak of?
Joke. Commander, I'm fine. I'm here, all of me.
Oh my god, I'm going to kill you.
Not detecting any process or coding anomalies, all systems functioning normally. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, please excuse me while I lie down for a couple of hours. Shuttle?
Hey, Commander. It's just me. You alone?
Yes, Eiffel. How do things go on your end?
Oh, we had ups and downs. We should talk about some stuff.
I'll meet you in 1 hour.
Roger, Commander.
Okay, here's the deal. We're in over our heads. We're outgunned, and we have no idea what we're doing. Which isn't that much of a departure from business as usual around here, but this is different. She's different. You know, all the craziness on this station, conspiracies, aliens. I honestly don't care about any of it. I care about exactly one thing. Getting my people, all my people, back to Earth. And I can't do that if Loveless blows up half my crew. Which means that we have to do everything in our power to stop this madness. Which means, God help us, that we need your help.
What did you have in mind?
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The role of Hera was played by Michaela Swee. And the role of Loveless was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul and James Schoen. Want to help Commander Minkowski get her crew back to Earth in one piece? Show Goddard Futuristics that you care about this cause by rating and reviewing our show's iTunes page. Follow Wolf 359 Radio on Tumblr and Twitter for latest news and extras.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Meet Pia Casely, a journalist with a nose for a good story.
Do you know who the last person to interview Julie Capson was? Me.
Meet Brenda Bentley, a dogged detective with a case she can't let go.
Nobody came closer than I did, and that's why I was kicked off the force.
Together, they solve the cold cases no one else can.
That's when things got weird. And we haven't even gotten to the torso yet.
If they don't kill each other first, that is.
Well, you've got another thing coming.
You know, I think it's you got another thing coming.
Or perhaps there's something else between them.
Well, if the feeling's mutual,
call it a mutual feeling.
Arden, a podcast about crime, romance, and everything else. Season 1 and 2 now available. Brought to you by Wayface Industries, the good people.